Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment company. Red Wagon Entertainment. Columbia Pictures presents, in association with Relativity Media, a Red Wagon Intermedia IMF production. RV.
Once in every nighttime, someone comes around.
I'm coming to get you.
No!
There's someone that makes sleeping difficult.
Kathy. I'm coming.
Who's there?
The Dickel Monster.
No!
That's right. Sylvester Stallone is the Tickle Monster.
I will tickle you.
What?
I'll tickle you.
What?
I'm gonna tickle you!
Tickle me! Help!
I'm here, Cassie. Unhand my daughter, Tickle Monster.
He wrestles with the puppet on his hand.
Look over there.
Daddy, go! Oh, dear!
Yay!
Is she still up?
Yeah.
I just gave her a warm bath, and now she's more wide awake than I am.
Oh, she won't be so sharp for our big meeting tomorrow.
Good night, sweetie.
Night, Mommy.
Well, if I can get Carl to sleep in the next 10 minutes, you might still have a shot tonight.
Use a mallet if you have to.
Daddy.
Yeah, baby.
I'm never gonna get married.
Why not? It's not as bad as it looks.
Because I always want to live here with you.
Well, you know, one day you're going to grow up, meet a wonderful guy, and you're going to get married. But you and I will always be best friends.
Bob kisses Cassie on the forehead.
Good night, Cassie.
Dad, could you be any more of a dork?
Cassie, you know where this girl lives, or you just think you know?
Oh, I know where she lives. I just know one way to get there, and you refuse to go that way.
Because it's a stupid way.
Yes, if you consider actually getting there, stupid.
Why don't you use a navigation thing?
Because your daughter, Sacagawea, back there, doesn't know the address or the name of the street. She just knows it as the one next to the one with the fountain.
Hey, Dad, Cassie just gave you the finger.
We don't find this girl's house in the next 2 minutes.
There it is!
Okay, honey, hurry up. Go get your friend.
Sure.
Heard that.
Good.
Where are they?
She just left.
Which friend is this? A nice one?
You know, you used to know all her friends. You were funny and charming.
Well, she's 15. She doesn't want me to be charming. She finds it creepy. Oh, no. It's the too nice one.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Any friend of Cassie's is always welcome. We're a little late.
A garden party.
Remember, congratulate Todd on the Alpine Soda merger. Tell him the house looks great. Working something about his outfit, his haircut. Maybe he smells nice.
And lick his face?
No. Don't touch it. Don't even shake his hand.
Oh, right, Mr. Stupid Germophobia.
Yeah.
There they are. Oh, Bobcat.
Hey, bag.
James.
Hi, Todd. Hi. Well, congratulations on Alpine Soda. Bob said you'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamie. If my ex-wife looked as good as you, I'd still be in the middle of a horrible marriage.
Thank you, Todd. What a lovely compliment.
Oh, there's Laird. Laird.
So that's the young hotshot?
Yeah, Harvard MBA. We're planning to kill him.
Going in?
Cassie!
There he is. Oh, Laird. You know what'd be great? You going to get me shrimp.
Not joking.
Cass, go say hi to Todd.
What for?
Because he likes you, and I'll give you $20.
Can I come? I read all about him online.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Mallory. Good to see you again. Oh, Cassie Monroe.
Little Cassie. God. Wow, you turned into quite the young lady.
Thank you. This is my friend Gretchen.
Hi, Gretch.
Hi. Aren't you the one who got the public school system to put Pure Vibe sodas into the schools?
That was me. Cassie's dad helped. He's the head of corporate relations, but I am El Presidente.
Wow. So you're like personally responsible for destroying the health of millions of children.
Gretchen.
Well, I probably wouldn't put it that way.
Obesity, diabetes, cholesterol. The fat of our youth is on your hands. Wallow in it.
Gretchen throws a green dessert all over Todd. To Bob's horror, Jamie faints and Cassie covers her face with her hands. Bob stops his car outside Gretchen's large house.
a very nice time.
She gets out.
Keep it real.
Don't.
Bob almost decided to run her over. He drives off. At home, he knocks on Carl's bedroom door. Carl's working out with weights.
Yo, home slice, can you chill on the Def Jam?
You're boiling my vibe!
Respect. Cass, can we talk?
God, what?
I think, my bad. Father, evil. Forgot that.
How are you doing? Are you all right?
No, not really.
Well, why did you get that skin peel?
Feels like that. Cassie was so abrasive.
Oh, Bob just came in. Let me call you back. My sister.
Oh.
Did you talk to Cassie?
Well, yeah, I tried. Still bleeding a little bit.
Well, she didn't know Gretchen was going to do that.
No, she didn't know her friend was going to throw a vat of schmaltz on my boss.
Wine or martini?
Both, with the Prozac back. Okay. Remember when it used to be Daddy's home? Now nothing. We watch TV in four separate rooms, and we IM each other when dinner's ready.
Well, then let's change things. Let's start while we're in Hawaii. No laptop, no BlackBerry, no business calls. Let's really go.
No what?
And you know you're not going to see them for the rest of the summer. Pearl's got camp.
Yeah, and Cassie's got college prep in Palo Alto, I know.
That's right, and they leave the day after we get back.
It's going to be the same thing in Hawaii, you know. They're only going to call us when they need money.
Well, I'm glad we're going. And don't worry so much about work. Todd loves you. You're indispensable.
I'm afraid not. I think Laird's going to get my job. He's younger, smarter, cheaper.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Here you go. To true love. Hawaii's gonna be great.
Yeah.
You gotta cancel Hawaii.
Why?
We had a snag in the Alpine Soda merger.
Since yesterday.
One of the brothers got seller's remorse.
Gary.
Larry. Oh. Gary's still for it. Show him some money, he'll quack like a duck. Larry's nervous.
Todd, if I tell my wife we're not going to Hawaii, you better bear me ass up so you have a place to park your bike.
Bob.
Todd?
Bob.
Todd.
Bob. Bob. Mm-hmm. This crisis actually saved your job.
Really?
After yesterday, I figured that I gotta fire you just to maintain some respect around here. But in light of this Alpine thing, I still need you.
Bless you, Todd.
I gotta run out there Friday to make a new presentation.
I can write the presentation in Hawaii and zap it to you right away.
Laird can write me a presentation. If I tell him to, he'll live in the office. He'll shower in the damn water cooler. But you've got one thing that he hasn't got.
Soul.
No, you're good in a meeting. You've got the chutzpah. Oh. So I want you to write that presentation here in the office, and then I need you at the meeting to put this thing over.
Yeah.
So no Hawaii.
Boulder, Colorado, Friday.
Just move your Hawaii dates.
Can't. The kids are booked the rest of the summer.
I don't think we have a choice. You have to go to Boulder.
Agreed.
I just want to let you know that after the divorce, I'm coming after Jamie hard.
Bring jewelry.
Hey, if you get Jamie, can I have a lane?
You want a lane?
Better than nothing.
Trust me, it's not better. You know, Elaine is still mad at me for taking that vacation last year. She figures that's why I didn't get that promotion.
Oh, the RV trip.
RV trip?
Oh, the famous RV trip. Oh, can we see the pictures again?
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Nobody move. Did you rent that RV?
A large green and white RV stops abruptly outside Bob's gate.
Mom, some idiot just parked this ugly RV outside our house.
What?
Oh my God, it's your husband.
Oh, hi.
What is that?
It's an RV.
And why is it in front of our house?
We're taking it on vacation.
To Hawaii.
No, it doesn't float. Colorado.
What happened to Hawaii?
Come on, Hawaii's a winter destination. It's summer. The place I'm taking is special, and not like Uncle Mike. It's a lake, Lake Nirvana. It's where I went with my parents as a kid.
Is he kidding? Is he being funny? Because I can never tell.
Oh, come on, you've always wanted to camp, right?
Don't you see? This is what he came up with to punish me for Gretchen. I was gonna surf. Nice one, Dad. Thanks.
The hotel in Hawaii has a weight room. Doesn't anybody respect my lifting schedule?
Carl stomps off after Cassie.
We're not campers. We don't camp.
Why not?
Why not? Well, for one thing, we like to shower.
Well, it's got a shower. Come on, you and I will go out there right now and take a shower together.
Bob, do you know where you stay when you take an RV trip?
Where?
RV camps. Honey, try to remember, we're not friendly.
Well, listen, in Hawaii, we'll never see the kids. This way, we both can spend time with them.
You
need to spend time with them. I spend 9 hours a day with them, and I want Hawaii.
All right, we'll go to Hawaii at Christmas. And it'll just be us and a lot of Jewish people. We'll have all the ham to ourselves.
Oh, I'll have to cook every night.
No, you won't, because I'll cook every night, every meal.
We were going to take naps. Hotel room, afternoon, lock the door, naps.
Oh, the good naps.
Yeah, how are we going to do that in an RV?
I'll drive slowly.
I was going to get a massage.
I'll give you a massage.
So you're going to do all the cooking, you're going to give me massages, and you're going to spend time with the kids.
You got it.
Did you cancel our Hawaii trip because Todd told you to? Did you volunteer us for some sort of experiment that the family travels around and drinks nothing but pure vibe soda to see if our teeth fall out?
Honey, I'm running out of time with my kids.
Jamie gives him a sympathetic look.
Come on, baby. Why don't you come out in the wilderness with your big brawny man? Don't make me call for my mail order bride.
Here's something your genius husband probably overlooked. 4 miles to the gallon? Gee, why don't we just stay home and set fire to an oil field?
There's an elegant touch.
The RV has Rent Me on it.
Or we could just travel around in clown suits.
I spent the night with my head in the toilet. I'm sure it's contagious.
All right, no more details. Just email me the new proposal.
In the RV...
my couch move.
Make me.
Cassie holds Carl out of the couch and slumps down onto it.
Seat's better anyway.
Whatever.
Bob opens a compartment on the outside and dislodges kitchen equipment as he tries to put in a large pan. He closes the compartment door and looks up at the giant Rent Me advert covering one whole side of the RV.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Before we embark, I think we should give this beauty a name. Suggestions?
The big turd.
The big rolling turd.
In that spirit, we set forth.
He sits down in the driver's seat and tugs at the seatbelt. It keeps locking, stopping him from pulling it across. Jamie watches him struggling with it from the front passenger seat next to him. Carl stares ahead blankly, with a large silvery medallion around his neck over his top. Bob pulls the seatbelt out gently and this time manages to extend it around himself and starts the engine.
Make it so, number one.
Carl frowns as Bob crunches the gears.
Honey, are you sure you know how to...
Trust me, okay?
He drives into dustbins.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
Bob backs up.
Honey.
What?
Honey. Oh, tree?
Yeah, it's all right.
He demolishes one of their gate posts.
Honey? Honey?
Bob backs up again. He drives forward again, completing his three-point turn, but demolishing their other gatepost in the process.
Anything else you want to hit?
Bob takes out a stop sign.
You want to go back? We missed the neighbor's cat.
They make their way along a sunny, leafy suburban road.
You are 31 hours from your destination.
What's that?
Roadmate 700. I call her Lola.
Make a right in 100 feet.
Thank you, Lola. She's accurate to within 10 feet.
Go straight.
No, Lola says take a right.
Well, you'll hit mall traffic. Just go straight.
50 feet.
Yeah, but she said take a right.
Well, I'm telling you to go straight.
20 feet.
Choose.
Baby, please.
Turn right.
Choose! Dad!
Turn right. Whoa!
Bob doesn't see a traffic light go red and has to swerve right at the last minute. The sudden turn tips crockery all over Cassie, which smashes on the floor.
My bad.
You are 30 hours and 59 minutes from your destination.
Say, Dad, this is interesting. Unsecured items in an unlatched cabinet are a recipe for disaster. Didn't you read this?
No, I was too busy thinking of all the ways that we're going to have fun, Cassie.
Dad, somebody's stealing the RV.
No, Carl. Nobody's stealing. It's just rolling backwards with no one in it.
It crashes into a row of supermarket trolleys, which get wedged underneath it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my bad. Yeah. Well, yeah. Thanks, Saul.
Irv.
I don't know where the hell I got Saul. But thanks. Good news.
I'm adopted.
Good one. No, thanks to my technically proficient and charmingly amusing description, Saul.
Irv.
The dealer said we probably damaged the parking gear interlock and the emergency brake. We had that little mishap, you know, when Mom distracted me. We were pulling out of the driveway. But the real brakes, you know, the driving brakes, ones we use when we're moving, they're fine. They're not just fine, they're brilliant. All we have to do is every time we park the RV, we have to put two big blocks or chocks under the rear wheel. We'll be perfect. Thanks for the help. Okay, everybody, come on. It'll be fun. Let's go. Miles and smiles.
This is the worst I've ever been treated. Where do you get married?
Thank you. Everybody, let's get aboard the big rolling turd.
The green RV cruises along a straight road in a wide open landscape. It's still dragging a trolley along underneath, which throws up sparks. The mangled trolley finally bursts out from behind the RV. Jamie's wearing earphones.
Come on, turn it on, wind it up, blow it up.
Yo.
Wah, 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 yeah, yeah, little GT. Wah, wah.
Carl puts on headphones and exercises with a dumbbell.
White boys make some noise. Oh, let them know that we are bad.
Cassie puts on earphones in disgust at the din.
Let them know we ain't going nowhere.
Can't stay at school.
Bob starts looking increasingly stressed.
Whatever it takes to make you come to the senses.
Help you, grab you, till you're sore. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Mom.
Blow it up.
He fidgets, tapping the steering wheel tensely. Carrying bicycles on the back, the huge RV continues on through the flat, sunny countryside, surrounded by bright green fields. They've parked on an expanse of brown sandy ground, where a cactus-shaped welcome sign reads RV Park. Bob's been hammering two yellow wedges in place, one in front and one behind a rear wheel.
That was easy.
The other three turn away from him and walk off. He puts the mallet he's used into a compartment. He joins the others inside.
Now what do we do? Hey, I know. Let's go to the beach and go surfing.
Wait a minute, I forgot.
We're not in Hawaii. We're where NASA faked the moon landing.
Wait a minute.
Well, you see this. It's called a pop-out.
He presses a button.
Hold on.
Half of the RV that Jamie and Cassie are in starts to move outwards, extending the width of the living area.
Whoa, where are you? Ta-da! How cool is that?
Macarena cool.
Hey. You guys want to see a movie? But where?
Forgive my youthful ignorance, but don't you need to hook up the big rolling turd to the electricity for that?
Yes, I do.
I gotta take a crap. Time to break in the pooper.
You are so disgusting.
Carl goes into the toilet.
Dad! The toilet's backed up!
Bob Bob and Carl peer into the toilet bowl.
Carl, what did you eat?
Dad, it's not mine.
Yellow liquid is leaking from the waste pipe.
There's a problem. The sewage tank is overflowing.
It's not even our sewage, it's leftover.
It's not a national emergency. We'll go to the place where you dump the sewage and we'll dump the dump. Now, come on, let's all go.
You know, as appealing as that sounds, I think I'm gonna pass, but thank you. And don't forget, you're making dinner.
Sure, Dad. I'd love to clean somebody else's crap out of the RV instead of being in Hawaii.
Can I come?
Not only can you come, you could dump the sewage.
Really?
Yeah. It's gonna be a regular Field of Dreams moment for us, buddy.
The boys drive off, leaving Jamie and Cassie in a cloud of dust. Now, Bob and Carl are crouching by the sewage pipe.
Piece of cake.
They open up a panel on the RV and a variety of tubes fall out. Bob puts on some plastic gloves and goes to take a closer look. He retches at the smell. A smaller RV pulls up behind them and several country folk climb out. They watch Bob struggling with the pipes.
Gonna be a while, mister?
Oh, well, that depends. If I can get this hose attached to this outlet, I'll be right out of here.
Ah.
What's the deal?
Guy needs to attach a hose.
Tony.
What's up?
Trying to attach a hose.
Well, he was trying to hook up a hose.
Well, maybe get on the loudspeaker.
That there's the wrong hose. It's that there one. Yeah.
Yeah. Got the coupling.
You're right. That one right there.
There you go.
More and more people are now watching.
You need another hose.
Yeah, I guess, but, long enough, but,
You gotta get one of them, bayonet couplings, you know?
He hasn't got one.
Well, he's got himself a Y coupling right there.
Yeah, that'll do the trick.
Y coupling. Oh, Y coupling. It's a Y. Oh, I see.
One potato.
Alrighty.
Two potatoes.
Okay, ready.
There we go.
Well, listen, I'm no expert in waste management, but won't the fecal matter come out the top hole there?
No, you just gotta hold it up in the air like this. There you go. A little bit higher. There you go.
Oh, like that, there.
There you go.
Okay, you sure this is gonna work?
Heck yeah, man. It's basic hydraulics.
Okay, Archimedes.
Hey, JoJo.
Okay,
let it rip.
The sewage creeps along the pipe, edging towards the coupling that Bob is holding above his head.
Turn it off!
It squirts out the top.
That sure didn't work. We need a hose spreader.
Who's got one?
Gornicky, I think. I'll get it.
I'll get some music.
Oh, no.
Hey, some of those tortilla chips.
We got some leftover sausages.
Bring them.
No, you folks really don't need to have a parade or something. I don't want to impose.
Oh, no, no, no. Mm-hmm. We are going to get this fixed up for you, buddy.
A huge queue of RVs is winding its way to the sewage disposal point. Everyone's sitting watching Bob struggle.
There we go. Yes. Good work.
You sure this will hold?
Hey, man, why would they sell you a hose spreader if you couldn't spread the hose? Huh?
It's getting the hole.
Come on. Open her up, JoJo.
JoJo turns the handle.
It's locked. I'll flush a line.
Carl goes over to Bob.
Hey, Dad.
Son, maybe now's the time to confess to you that your dad's not the master of all things.
Yeah, I kind of got that when you started taking advice from morons.
Yeah. All we need is a banjo.
Oh, man. He didn't even open it up all the way.
Sewage spews out into the system.
See? No worries.
Yep.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, Toad.
Yeah, I'm still pretty sick.
Where's my presentation?
Presentation? Oh, I think it's some of the best work I've ever done. Not to toot my own horn, but... Yeah. Get it in your email Thursday morning.
Thursday?
No, that's not soon enough. Tomorrow'll be great.
There's a leak.
Oh, I gotta go.
Sewage squirts across him.
Oh, dude, that is nasty.
Don't worry, I'll get another hose.
Fire in the hole!
Sewage squirts high like a geyser and rains down on Bob. The gathered audience is delighted. A figure in jeans and cowboy boots approaches. The mustachioed cowboy stares at Bob.
Here's where you made your critical mistake. You listened to anything Howie and JoJo said. Nice boys, but they're a couple pliers short of a tool chest.
They're not the ones covered in fecal matter.
That's a good point. Travis Gornicky.
Bob Monroe.
Yeah, let's postpone that handshake till we get you cleaned up.
Travis is hosing Bob down with a powerful jet of water.
You clean enough to use your own shower,
Bob?
The vehicle's all cleaned up, Daddy.
Ah, nice work, son.
Thank you, boys.
Welcome, Mr.
Sure, no problem, Mr. Monroe.
Look, can I offer you a...
No! Bob wouldn't think of it. We're neighbors.
Dad, moments to know, what happened to you?
He was covered in turd.
Oh, I know the feeling. Mom wants to know when you're gonna cook dinner.
Well, you tell your mother when I'm good and ready, that's when.
I'll tell her.
I'll tell her I'm good and ready. Well, thanks.
Hey, it's a pleasure hosing you down, Bob.
Ditto. Hey, Dad, why can't they have dinner with us?
You know, aside from the stink, I don't see why not. Why don't you come on over? Tuesday's meatloaf. Then afterwards, we can sit around and watch Ernest Goes to Jail.
It is funny.
Well, it's a classic.
Yeah, we're gonna make a whole night of it.
Woo! I wish I could, but I promised my family I'd make my special dish, shish kebab.
Oh, that's good! Well, another time, then. Huh?
Yeah, try to keep me away.
Okay.
Carl!
Later, the RV's back at the trailer park, and Bob's cooking in the kitchen.
Honey, how's it going?
Great, baby.
Okay, well, how long? Because we're starving.
4 hours. Maybe longer if you keep asking.
What?
It's a small oven, and I'm having to do the potatoes with a hairdryer set on high. Hey, who wants to go to a party?
They head for Travis's RV.
Here we are. Hope we're not late.
No!
Well, Bob said we were invited.
Of course you were.
Well, then here we are. We're hungry.
All right. Mary Jo, our company's here.
What company?
The ones that are close enough to hear you yelling, darling.
Oh. Well, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Honey, help me.
I got you here, darling. Let's see. Earl and Billy you met.
Hi, I'm Earl.
And I'm not.
My wife, Mary Jo, and my daughter, Moon.
Hey, y'all.
Carl's love struck.
Well, Moon, that's kind of a hippie name, like Moon, Rainbow, Bong.
She was named after Warren Moon. He was the quarterback of the Houston Oilers.
Well, this is my wife, Jamie. Cassie, my daughter. My son, Carl. Named after Karl Marx. Socialist, some would say the father of modern communism.
Unless I'm going up, I got blood pouring out of my eyes. You know? I looked up, I said, "Ooh, is that lovely?" Oh.
Next day, we were married in Juarez. Hmm. 9 months later, out popped Earl.
Oh. So, you got a boyfriend?
Yeah, actually, I'm engaged.
Unlikely.
So, where are you guys from? Where do you hang your hat?
Behind the wheel of that bus.
Really?
Full-timer, USA.
Really? Well, how do Moon, Earl, and not Earl go to school?
Homeschool.
I hope you don't find this next question too personal, but how do you
make a living? Various ways. Let's see, we made $25,000 and we turned in Mary Jo's stepdad.
In prison, he's getting the help he needs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I've almost forgot, Mary Jo makes a living. I mean, earns $60,000 a year without ever leaving that bus.
Really?
Hooking? Funny.
I'm a mobile sales rep for Happy Max. Y'all seen the infomercials for our musical car horns?
No. No, I don't think we have.
Billy White Shoes, blow that horn. Watch this.
Wait for it.
I love it every time.
Wow. That's fantastic. That was...
Whoa.
Jamie, are you a stay-at-home mom?
Yes.
When there's not a sale.
Let me hook you up with Happy Max. I got a rep bag in the bus.
Oh.
Plus, I represent Lovely Lily Beauty Products.
Mary Jo's a trained cosmetologist.
You know what? If you're still here tomorrow, I'm going to give you a complete free total makeover.
Oh, you don't.
A $39 package, absolutely free.
Oh, that'd be good, honey.
No.
You know what? I'm going to work on you the whole day tomorrow.
There you go, little lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't eat meat.
Well, I know. I heard you talking. That's why I brought you this here. There ain't no meat in it.
Oh, no meat? You hear that, Cass? No meat. Thank you. That's lovely.
That's right. It's all organs.
Mm-hmm.
Deer organs, they're fresh, too. I run him over this morning. The rest of it's curing in the bedroom. But the stomach, brains, and pancreas, we just toss that into the stew, cause in this heat, it doesn't keep. Little lady!
Cassie runs to the bathroom, but finds it's filled with hanging joints of meat. Bob's tucking into a sweet bun.
There's my girl.
Dad, can we please go?
Yes. You know, thank you so much for the invitation. This has been great. A lot of fun.
Dad, listen!
Oh, whoa. This is kind of our family theme song. Kid, come on! Get up there. Go, hurry up. Get the,
Oh, they're gonna love
it. Oh, little mommy's got a whole song and dance kind of thing working out. You just
hang on. Oh,
that's
wonderful.
Come on, move. Come on.
Aww.
Here we go.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
You guys line up the way we practice.
Here we go.
I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you.
My love for you.
Watches Moon singing, enchanted.
From the first time we met, I've sing my never-ending song of love for you, my love for you.
Wow.
I never grow tired of that song. Last time I heard I was buck naked in a field with a road flag.
Dad. Yeah.
Big travel day tomorrow.
Where are y'all headed?
Away. Mount Watson in Colorado.
Just fantastic to have met you both.
Same here. Yeah. Hope we see you again.
Well, how about breakfast tomorrow?
Bagels and deer testicles?
Oh, yeah, she's funny. Just like you.
I love to have breakfast, but we're early risers.
Well, that's two. 6 a.m. work for you.
Oh, we'll be long gone by then.
Yeah. Trust us.
Bob falls over a chair as he tries to beat a hasty retreat.
Folks.
Yeah, they're nice people.
Later that night, Jamie is asleep whilst Bob lies next to her wide awake. It's 1:15 in the morning. He slowly sits up and creeps out of the RV. He closes the door behind him and the electric steps automatically fold back into the body of the RV. He goes to fetch something in one of the storage units. Now he's heading for the toilet with a laptop tucked under his arm. He uses a piece of loo paper to close the toilet lid and then sits on it. Billy walks in his pajamas. There's no door on the cubicle.
Hi, Mr. Monroe.
Hi, Billy. I'm just,
Wow. You sure got a nice one.
What?
That's a nice laptop.
Oh, thanks. What are you doing up?
I have a sleep disorder. I haven't slept since I was 5.
So you just wander around the campground?
Yeah, I don't really mind. It's the only time I have alone. Well, see ya.
Bob looks disturbed, then starts typing on his laptop. He types furiously, stopping now and then to think. He finishes his document, then plugs in a network adapter. A window flashes up on his desktop, informing him there are no connections available. He holds the laptop above his head, trying to get a signal. It's early morning by the time he wanders out of the toilets. Billy's pacing around.
Morning.
Good morning, Miss Monroe.
Billy hits a stone into the air with a plank of wood. Bob climbs back into bed.
Come on, let's go!
Start shooting!
The corner keys! Bob, that'll help! That'll help! Kathy?
There's movement. She's moving.
Carl, let's get going!
Bob's seatbelt gets stuck again. Out the chocks, whilst Jamie presses the button to retract the pop-outs. Mary Jo is running over.
Will you move that son of a...
Jamie falls back as the RV rolls off.
Hey.
They haven't retracted the awning, and it's torn off by a lamppost. Out in the middle of nowhere, the RV is stuck behind a tractor. A trail of cars has formed behind them.
I'm going a whole 12 miles an hour.
Then pass them!
A juggernaut speeds by in the other direction, and they just avoid it.
Kids, leave him alone. He's not that good a driver.
Really?
Bob pulls out to overtake.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Another lorry is speeding towards them as they creep past the tractor.
Come on.
Bob. 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 Oh. Oh. Bob.
Bob turns back into his lane just in time.
All right.
Thanks. All right. Hey, guess what?
What?
We need gas. And I really have to go to the bathroom.
You know, we have one of those.
Yeah, but after my last little shower of sadness,
Okay, do what you have to do.
Oh, I've got an ICBM coming. If there's a poop fairy, I can make a lot of money.
They pull off the road and draw in at a petrol service station. Bob starts filling up the RV with petrol and goes to rummage in one of the storage units. He pulls out his laptop and hides it under his shirt.
It could be a while, baby. It's an 80-gallon tank.
He heads into the restroom, sits on the toilet, and pulls his laptop out from under his shirt. A young man's washing his hands.
Dad, you in here?
Carl, I just need a minute.
Sure, only the RV's rolling away.
Be right out.
He hides his laptop behind the cistern and goes outside. He finds Travis hammering in the chocks.
Hey, Bob!
Travis.
Yeah, I think you got a little problem with your vehicle. I'm no expert, but I think it's your parking gear interlock and your emergency brake.
How did you...
It's a miracle. We pulled in a second and started rolling away.
Isn't that something? Y'all want to hear about the time Jesus saved us from a tornado?
Oh, it's a great story.
You know, I'd love to, but I was in the little boy's room taking care of business when Carl interrupted me, but Jamie'd love to hear it.
Oh. Well, it seemed just like yesterday.
The young man who was in the toilets has stolen Bob's laptop. Bob disappears into the cubicle, and discovering his laptop is missing, pops back out again. He checks the other cubicle and hurries out, just as the kid hitches a lift on the back of a truck. Bob watches the truck disappear into the distance and looks up at the sky.
Thank you.
Carl, to Moon.
I don't want to get too big, you know? I mean, I don't want to look freakish. No.
Earl hands a piece of paper to Cassie.
What is this?
It's a list of places between here and Colorado that sell organic health food. I got it last night off the internet.
Oh, that was really thoughtful.
What do you listen to?
Nothing.
So, Billy was blown right out of that tree, and right before he hit the ground, from out of nowhere, comes this queen-size Simmons mattress, slides right under him and cushions his fall.
Saved his life. Plus, we needed the mattress.
I have a backpack.
So, you folks want to join us for breakfast?
We
ate.
Mr. Monroe, I was just telling Earl and Moon about that neat laptop you're using.
When were you using a laptop?
At work, all the time. I was just telling him that...
When did he see you using one?
You know, we'd love to join you for breakfast.
Travis puts Bob in a jovial headlock.
Somebody's right.
Welcome to my world.
Why don't you guys go on in and get that table? We'll be right back.
All right, come on, kids. Woo!
We're ditching them?
Absolutely.
Back in the RV.
So, because you told them we were early risers, we had to get up at 5:30 to avoid the Gornikis.
Right.
Which we managed not to do anyway because you refused to use the bathroom on the RV that you rented.
You're just determined to have a bad time, aren't you?
We all are, Dad.
Not me. I embrace every challenge.
They're stuck behind the tractor again.
Boy.
In the Gornicky's RV.
Honey, maybe they just got some bad news and had to leave.
You're a sweet woman, Mary Jo. It's what I love about you, but them folks ditched us.
Oh, Trav, honey, pull over. Let's pull over. He looks like a folk singer. Hi, boy.
Hello there. How you doing, buddy? Welcome to the
Gornicky
Bus.
You a folk singer.
It's the guy who stole Bob's laptop. Bob's RV crosses the state line into Utah. They stop in a national park surrounded by rock formations. Carl's sitting down playing a video game.
Cass, can you turn on the oven for me?
I'm so bored. I could actually throw up from how bored I am.
I brought games. Sorry, Monopoly, Twister. Come on, it'll be fun.
Good.
Did you turn on the oven?
No.
I'll do it.
Carl hurries in.
Raccoon! In the oven! Come on, don't open it!
The raccoon rears up.
Did you take out the roast from last night?
I guess not.
Let's give him Carl. Maybe he'll eat him and leave.
Let's give him you. Maybe he's on the South Bitch diet.
Good one.
Okay,
Hey!
Come on. You see what the raccoon's doing? He's playing head games. He wants to divide and conquer us. We have to hang together. Stay strong.
Just get rid of it.
Just me?
Yeah.
Okay. Ah! Roof! 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 Come on, Blue. There's coons in there. Come on, boy.
Bob.
Roof! Roof! Go get him, boy! Roof!
Bob.
Roof!
Bob picks up a small yellow parasol from a folding chair and heads back into the RV.
Just kidding. I'm going in. Isn't anyone gonna stop me? Dad, don't. Raccoon might have rabies. Nothing? Not a word?
Not really.
Daddy?
Yeah, baby.
Don't hurt him.
Bob extends the parasol.
I am entering the RV. Still no sign. I'm going towards the oven door. I'm opening the
Ow! Ow! Oh my God! Ow! Ow! There's more than one!
You guys, he's just joking around.
Ow! Ow!
Bob tumbles back across the RV. He scurries out, holding the now torn parasol.
We need a new plan.
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
Even rolls around and it's time to go to town. Where do you go? Rock and roll. Pull into the drive-in, find a place to park. Hop into the back, see where you know it's nice and dark.
Billy sees the laptop in the hitchhiker's bag and recognizes it as Bob's.
All right, let's go. You're off to Gordakipa.
I didn't steal it. I found it.
Well, now you lost. That's why they didn't come to breakfast. He lost his computer, now he needs it, and they went off all frantic to find it.
I was quick to think the worst. I'm filled with chagrin.
Oh, honey. What is that?
It's a stink bomb. I got it from the guy in the office. It cost me $175. I can get this for $5 online. I know it.
You're gonna set that off in the RV?
He assured me it's not toxic. It's just noxious, like Grandpa Ted. Don't let her.
Bob pulls the pin.
Suck on this, Rocky!
He runs away, and yellow gas starts to fill the RV.
Yeah! Run, critters! Yeah, there's more where that came from, you little bandit! Yeah!
Three raccoons climb out.
I'm not so ill-equipped to handle an emergency as some people may think.
No one said you were ill-equipped.
You know it, baby.
How long does this last? Up to 6 hours.
Well, it's a beautiful evening. Let's sit outside and enjoy nature.
Later, it's pouring with rain, and the family are wrapped in red plastic bags.
Gee, why don't we huddle under the awning? Oh, we can't! Dad tore it off back in Nevada!
Well, why don't we just get underneath the umbrella?
Oh, that's right! Dad fed it to the raccoons! Please, try the office again!
No, he's an idiot! He won't let us in! He charged me $70 for these bags!
What about that bar we passed on the way up here?
Pizza!
And a room!
No, oh, it's dark out there! Besides, those raccoons could be waiting!
Carl climbs on top of a rock.
Hey! I can see it! Just down there! Come on, I'm starving! Bob?
It's a bad idea!
It's just down the...
Carl slips and slides down the rocks in a torrent of water. The rest of the family slide down after him. Having slipped all the way down, they end up in a pool of stormwater at the bottom. They get to their feet, and Bob looks at Jamie's dirty, wet face. Later, in the bar.
Table for four, no smoking.
Wipe your feet.
Jamie pulls a knotted cherry stalk out of her mouth.
See, that's why you should study, so you can get good grades and go to a big party school. Hey, Dad, how come you never got a pool table for the house?
Because of the generalissimo over there. We had one before you were born in the dining room, but then, you know, you get a job, you start inviting people over for dinner, you have a family.
So life used to be fun.
It was fun, but then something happened that was a lot more fun. We got the George Foreman smokeless grill.
Okay.
Later, the family returns to their RV.
It's fine. Let's just go to sleep. Dad.
Bob retches slightly, then climbs in after the others. It's the middle of the night when he sneaks out of bed without waking Jamie. He sees his two children fast asleep. He pulls the headphones off Carl's head and turns off the music. Having gone over to Cassie, he pulls the blanket over her and kisses her on the forehead. Now in the toilet, he types an email into his smartphone. He wiggles his fingers, trying to stop them cramping. Having finished the email, he tries to send it, but there's no signal. Outside, he climbs up onto a rock and holds the phone up. He tries again and again in various different positions. Dawn's breaking as he climbs up onto the top of the RV. He slowly and gingerly gets to his feet and holds the phone up. He clenches his hand into a fist as the message sends. He heads back to bed.
Oh, great. You're up. Will you make the coffee?
Love to.
Thank you.
Jamie joins Bob in the front of the RV. She raises her eyebrows at him, but he's just staring out of the windscreen.
Do you want me to drive?
He crawls back through the RV.
You okay, Dad?
Oh, yeah.
He sinks back onto the bed and closes his eyes. Jane is driving them along a quiet country road when another vehicle approaches from behind. Bob sits bolt upright in bed.
Dad, emergency!
Travis is right behind them.
Go on, Casey.
I'll get their computer. You're like that hitchhiker in the Twilight Zone.
What do they like about us? We're not even that appealing.
I'm not going to spend the rest of my life going door to door selling musical car horns.
Oh, the Gornickies. I'll flag them down.
Cassie! Get out!
What?
She got it.
Computer! And a happy back bag! Pull over! pull ahead. We'll put one across their bow.
You know, seeing you drive this thing is really turning me on.
Jamie pulls off the highway.
You can come up now.
Where did you learn to drive like that?
How do you think I get the kids to school on time? What a shame. If we had their address, we could just ship it to them.
Well, we do know where they're headed. Mount Watson, Colorado.
The Monroes cross the border into Colorado and arrive at the Mount Watson RV park. Cassie and Carl walk through the wooded park.
You know, if you wore clothes that fit, you wouldn't look like a 10-year-old.
That's how I roll.
Carl sees some boys playing basketball.
Oh, sweet.
You say something, Frodo?
No, I was just saying how that guy shacked you over there. We got 2-on-2, right?
Look, why don't you find an under 2-foot lead?
Why don't you trade that thing in on top of your neck for a base?
No. I'm gonna floss you over here.
Let's go, man. Bring it. Come on.
Yo, my mobile homeboys. What's tripping in the wood?
This termite belong to you?
Yo, don't my go. Man C. Easy. This is my man C. He's small but ferocious. But you dogs, you're hardcore. Where are you from?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale, in the zone of y'all. That's a hardcore hood. But if you want to take on my man C here, go ahead, because, you know, he's fierce. He's going to come up in your face. He's going to major damage you. You're going to walk away, maybe limp. But I say talk to the hand, call waiting, because he's out. Boy, is out. I can't restrain him, because I'm conversating you right now to give him a chance to cool down, to get back to a realistic level, as it were, because we could be chilling in our crib, not just on this mobile home thing, representing Malibu and Westwood, you know, mauling it like we all can, boys to mench. Pimp my Mercedes, call me back, put you on hold. You know what I'm saying?
We gotta go.
Mm-hmm. You better, man. Don't make me call my lawyer, because I'll audit.
Aren't you glad Dad came? They're about to kick your butt.
Carl, that's not helpful. Carl! Carl, it occurs to me that you and I haven't had too many warm seventh heaven kind of dialogues in the last year.
You're busy a lot.
Yeah, but not too busy to notice that you are sensitive about your size. I'll bet you $1,000 right now you'll grow up bigger than me.
I've seen pictures of you when we were my age. You were huge. Ah. You were shaving already.
Yeah. Well, that's my point. See, I achieved maturity very early. I stopped growing after the 8th grade. But you have the other body type. You're like my friend John Vigotian. When he was 16, he had a 9-inch summer.
How do you mean that?
You grew very tall, very quickly, and so will you. And you're being proactive. You're lifting weights. And when you grow up that big, you know what we'll do?
What?
We'll enter father-son extreme fighting competitions.
All right.
And you'll have to push the wheelchair. But we'll get him high and we'll get him low.
In a man, black and hot dog.
They toss a ball between one another as Bob cooks on a barbecue.
Give me a little heat there, a little heat, a little pepper there. Yeah, come on, big guy. Hey!
All right.
All right, baby.
Jamie goes over to Bob and kisses him on the lips, then whispers in his ear.
Kids, dinner's gonna be a little late because... Sorry. False alarm. Buzzing is not me. Hello.
Before you hang up on me again, we need to talk.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Signal. No,
hold on 1 second. Signal. Can you hear me now? Hey, Todd, did you get the proposal?
Not bad.
My Laird didn't like it very much.
Who cares what Laird thinks?
I do. He's young, Bob.
We'll talk about it tonight on the plane.
Well, no.
No?
No.
Yeah, I flew in last night because, you know, it's a mile high here and I want to get acclimated and...
You know, you don't want to have a nosebleed in the middle of a presentation. It could be a little embarrassing.
So, I'll see you there. Here.
Bob's behind a tree making fart noises with his mouth.
Oh, Mom, he's suffering. Honey, can I help?
Oh. No, honey. No, don't come down here. Oh, boy, I'm just going to try and clean up a little. Oh! Ow! Don't use bark. Oh, these are great. Oh, yeah, there it is. That does the trick. First, nature's broom.
Honey, no, you can't go on like this. It's 10 miles.
No, I don't want to spoil it for you guys.
You won't. We'll go tomorrow.
No. Tomorrow we go to the lake. Listen.
I'll stay here. You go on.
I don't know it.
Go. It's a beautiful hike.
Oh, guys.
Come on, kids.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Because, oh, I'm trying to make it back to the RV. I'm okay. Got my ferns. Get. Oh, okay. I'm okay. Go on. Go on, you guys. Save yourself.
Bob runs off into the RV and pulls off his shirt. He tries to start it, but the wheels are still held in place by the chocks. He pulls the chocks out and speeds off. The sat-nav is activated.
Welcome to the Roadmate 700.
Hi, Robert.
My wife's not here.
He drives past a sign for the original Alpine Soda Company and stops outside their traditional, homely-looking office. Now dressed in a suit, he hammers the chocks back in place and makes sure all the storage spaces are locked. A limo pulls up in front of him.
The hell are you driving?
Cadillac of RVs, Todd. You know, we should go over... Laird!
Yeah, I decided to go with Larry's presentation. But, you know, hang around, tell a few jokes, keep things lively.
You got it. Yeah.
The three men are sitting on a sofa with a large dog standing in front of them.
Hi there.
Larry Morfine.
Gary Morfine?
Cute dog.
Oh, yeah, she's a sweetie.
Oh, yeah. Girl.
Todd?
No.
Bob. Hi, Bob.
Laird.
Hi, Laird.
Gary, Laird. So, fellas, we'll have a little nosh and we'll hear your presentation.
I know Tammy's not here yet, our assistant.
So we'll eat slow.
Okay.
Come on.
Gentlemen.
At dinner, Gary tucks into his food with his hands, disgusting Todd, the dog staring at Bob.
Oh, hi. Hi. Sorry I'm late. Oh, God. You guys have all just got to see the circus before it leaves.
It was good, huh?
It was amazing.
Whoa. So, oh, of course. I believe you folks have a presentation for us.
Yes. Laird.
Good luck.
Laird gets to his feet.
In 1985, Pure Vibe Soda completed a friendly takeover of Mr. Twinkle Ice Tea. Today, Mr. Bernard Twinkle is worth an estimated $91 million. And that was with a profit definition not as favorable as the one Pure Vibe is offering. Alpine Soda, if you turn to chart number one.
I'm sorry, is this just going to be about money?
No, stocks.
Other than money, why should we change from a local, family-oriented business to become subsidiary to a national brand?
Yeah. Other than money?
Right.
Yeah.
Gary?
Larry?
50 years ago, if you walked down any street in America on a warm Monday night, thanks, Larry, you'd hear I Love Lucy coming out of every house on every block. And I'm not speaking about conformity. I'm talking about, isn't it great? And every once in a while, America falls in love with something together. Now, that could happen here. You have a terrific product. Now, money aside, how do you think Walter Frederick Morrison felt every time he walked by a park and he'd see people throwing a frisbee and the dog doing all the work? Now, if Pure Vibe takes Alpine National, I think we have a chance to let America fall in love with something again.
Hurry, Bob. Why don't you stay and bask in the glow of my gratitude?
I gotta get the RV back right now, Todd, or I have to pay for a full day.
Well, just picture me hugging you.
Thanks.
Bob's stuck in a massive traffic jam. He undoes his tie.
Officer, excuse me. What's going on?
Landslide. We're diverting through I-70.
I-70? Take hours. Isn't there another way around Mount Watson?
Diablo Pass, but you're not gonna make it in that rig.
A twisting path winds its way up the mountainside. Bob's at the bottom by a sign which reads, four-wheel drive vehicle only, ungraded road. He looks back at the traffic jam, then again at the path that awaits. He sets off. Crumbling path. past a herd of cows, he checks his watch. Jamie, Cassie, and Carl are looking at the beautiful scenery.
Dad was right. This is really amazing.
Yeah. Poor Dad. Should we cut this short and go back?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are not on any marked road.
I know that, Lola.
Make a U-turn at the next legal opportunity.
I can't!
The edge of the RV is inches from a steep drop.
Cheeks, tighten them buttons. Come on, now we having fun.
Big old rolling turd coming through. Coming through!
The RV bounces along the rocky, uneven surface.
You are not on any marked road.
Shut up!
He approaches a steep, bending slope.
Whoa.
The RV just about negotiates the scree-covered ground.
Come on, turd, keep rolling.
Come on!
He revs the engine, but the RV doesn't move. He peers out of the window to find the whole vehicle balanced on a mound of rock. He slams his head forward, and the RV tips slightly. Leaning forward again, he tips the vehicle slightly more. He moves forward again and again, rocking the RV back and forth. Despite his best efforts, the RV still refuses to dislodge itself. He runs to the back of the RV, then leaps forward to the front. He seems struck with an idea and goes to the door. He falls out and only just manages to grip onto the side of the RV. Standing on the wheel, he stretches one leg out towards the front bumper. He grips onto the windscreen wipers and steadies himself on the bumper. The RV starts to tip up. He tries again, slowly gaining some momentum and tilting the RV slightly more with each pull. The front wheels touch down, but then the RV starts rolling down the slope. He clings on to the windscreen wiper for grim death.
Make a U-turn at the next legal opportunity.
Dad's gonna be surprised we got back so soon.
Yeah.
He judders and swings back and forth as the RV careers along a forest road. The rest of the family turn around as the RV speeds past behind them.
Who is that maniac?
The RV plows into a bank and Bob sent flying from the windscreen. He slides along the ground and just manages to lie flat as the RV rolls over the top of him.
Bob?
Jamie.
Why are you lying on the ground?
Something I need to tell you. I need to eat it a little fresh air after my incident.
And how are you now?
Good. Really good, good. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Bob, Bobberino, Bobcat.
Yeah?
teeny tiny wrinkle dinkle. Larry wants to come back at noon tomorrow and make your pitch to the whole company, all their employees.
If the majority want the merger, it's a done deal.
What?
We don't need him. I can do this. Give me another chance. Let me kick this son of a bitch to the uprights.
I'll do it. I'm there.
Great. You're spitting on me.
Now, the family are all driving along in the RV.
Hey, Dad, maybe we can go to Yellowstone on the way home.
Oh, I'd love to go to Yellowstone.
Yeah, Dad, can't we?
Absolutely. Come on, I want to show you something wonderful.
They look out across a serene lake to the beautiful mountains in the distance.
Hard to forget this place. My dad was so moved by it, he said, you know, a snack stand up here would do tremendous. My mom, always supportive. And who's going to run it, Alan? You? My dad. Why don't you blow it out your big, saggy rear end, Helen? Can't buy memories like that. Or like this. Hey, you know, I should take the RV to get the emergency brake fixed before we head to L.A.
Yeah, good idea.
And you guys don't want to hang around some dingy garage. Why don't you wait here by the lake, enjoy the view. I'll drive to Boulder, I'll be back in an hour, and we'll have a big picnic. How about that?
Okay, sounds good. Guys, tell your dad what you wanted to tell him.
Thank you for taking us on this trip.
Can't go then.
Better than Hawaii?
Yeah, better than Hawaii.
Come here and give Big Daddy a hug. Come on.
Wait.
Oh, you'll be too big soon.
Dad.
Fast you'll be in college.
Dad!
What?
The RV's rolling away!
It plows into the lake.
No!
Bob's leapt into the water and is trying to stop the RV from sinking.
Bob, what are you doing?
Jamie pulls him out and the RV slowly disappears into the water.
Are you crazy? It's a rental!
How am I gonna get to the meeting?
What meeting?
The Alpine merger. Sweetheart, you'll never guess what happened yesterday.
You weren't really sick.
Not really.
This is about work.
Mm-hmm.
You brought us out here on vacation because it was close to a business meeting?
You're getting warmer.
The Alpine soda merger.
Bingo.
So you lied to me from the very beginning.
I mean, since we were first married?
No, since when you first brought home the RV.
That time, yeah.
This has nothing to do with you wanting to be with your family.
So you just used us?
You wouldn't understand, Missy.
Oh, I don't know. She's pretty smart. Why don't you explain it to her? And Carl, too.
Kids, life is hard. Not the TiVo in my room is not working hard, but making a living because you're responsible for the people you love hard. You know what it's like to be 50 and people are already digging a hole to bury your career in?
Okay, Bob.
Oh, all right, that's a little rough. You're right. Cassie, where do you want to go to college?
Stanford.
Oh. Carl, where's that camp you're going next week?
Alaska.
And you, Princess of Pasadena, how much do you think that little fixer-upper of ours cost?
Who has to ride a $4,000 bicycle?
I have to ride a custom bike because my hips aren't aligned. Are you happy now the kids know that their old man's a freak? Now listen, I have to get to that meeting or I lose my job and we lose a lifestyle. Now let's split up two by two and look for help. Carl, come with me.
I'm good.
Cassie?
She shakes her head, as does Jamie.
Adieu.
He walks off straight into the lake and disappears underwater. The rest of the family look on, bewildered. Bob emerges from the water riding a bike. Jamie stands with her hands on her hips, shaking her head. They watch as Bob disappears into the forest, struggling to stay upright.
I'll lose my job. Hope the kids like selling fruit on the freeway.
You know what's scary is that this is rush hour.
Mom, there's never going to be any other cars on this road.
Oh, my God.
In the Gornicky's RV.
Where's your husband? Don't ask. Could you possibly take us to an airport?
What's all this?
Oh, I gotta study for my stupid placement test.
Oh, like some sort of vocational training?
College.
How old are you?
15 and a half. I jumped a grade. Moon, no, she skipped two grades.
So, you guys are smart.
I'm gonna be unemployed. I'm gonna have to sell my liver for cash.
And then he just rode out of the lake.
Yep. This one really snuck up and bit me right on a seat meat. I thought Bob was good people.
Does anybody have a vomit bag?
Are you sick?
Big time. Cassie and Earl are making out.
What?
Don't worry. I got him in the rearview mirror. Boy, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Like father, like son.
Hey!
Listen, I have to admit something. Bob wasn't the only one trying to avoid you. I was too.
Yeah, I don't mean to shock you, but we ain't everybody's cup of sunshine.
Well, it was you, but it was mostly us. You didn't exactly catch the Monroes at their best.
Yeah, see, I had a feeling you was having troubles.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You start off happy and stupid, and then you become associates in the marriage business. Did the plumber come? You take Carl to soccer. I'll pick up your dad from the doctor's office. Until you don't even remember what brought you together in the first place. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. No.
No.
Okay. Anyway, in the last few days, I caught a glimpse of the old us, and I was happy.
I better get directions so I can take you folks where you need to be.
Bob's in the middle of the forest on a ridge. He looks down to see the Gornicky's RV by a service station. He watches sadly as Jamie, Cloud, Billy, and Carl throw a ball between each other as Cassie and Earl chat.
Jamie! Cassie! Carl!
Come on, let's hit the road, Jamie.
Okay. Oh, God.
He points his bike straight down and clings on as he bumps and rolls downhill.
Ladies first.
Oh, boy.
That's working it.
Hitting a jump, he flies through the air, then hits the ground again and speeds towards the bottom of the hill. The Gornicky's RV starts driving away, and Bob cycles hard to keep up with it.
The hike was actually so intense, there was a few parts where I had to carry my mom and sister down the hill. I think I might have pulled a muscle.
Where?
In the woods.
Bob speeds along the road, and reaching the back of the RV, he grabs onto the ladder that leads up to the roof. He dangles precariously, clinging onto the ladder and with the bike's handlebars hooked around his feet. Letting the bike fall, he claws his way up the ladder and along the roof of the RV. He crouches and stumbles as he goes. The RV turns a corner and he has to hold on tightly to the rails.
Little buddy gonna shut you down.
Gonna turn it on, wind it up,
blow it out, GTO. Bob dangles and appears upside down in front of the windscreen.
Jamie! Bob?
Bob falls onto the road.
Are you an idiot? Do you want your children to see their father bouncing down the highway?
What are you doing with the Partridge family?
What are you doing on top of the bus?
Because I was chasing you. You win. I blew off my job because I can't live without you. You happy?
I never asked you to blow off your job. I just wanted you to be honest with me.
Honest? Like Todd's gonna fire me if I go to Boulder honest. Screw Hawaii honest.
Oh, I see. You think that if you told me you were in trouble and your job was in jeopardy that I'd give you a hard time about it?
No crying. That's cheating.
Do you think I'm some horrible witch that doesn't care? I do care. I care a lot. In fact, I hate you, jerk.
I
didn't want you to know I was in trouble. You and Cassie and Carl, you mean everything to me. What you think about me is the most important thing in the world. I didn't want to fail.
If you don't know how I feel about you after 19 years of marriage, then I must be a failure as a wife.
Then you admit you're the problem.
She puts her arms around him and kisses him tenderly.
You mean more to me than just a paycheck.
Well, it's good because we won't be getting one for a while. I missed that meeting.
No, you didn't.
Come on, Bob. Come here.
Travis gestures to the Alpine Soda Company offices just in front of them.
Christmas miracle.
Nah, it just sounded like this is where your wife needed to be, so this is where I brought her.
Travis has never been one to mind his own business.
Travis, some of my behavior on this trip might be misconstrued as an insult.
It did come off a tad abrasive.
Well, I was wrong. It takes a small man to admit it. You're a big man, and I don't just mean...
I understand a metaphor, Bob. See, I went to Stanford.
Who loves this big rock? I love you, big
rock. Yeah, I know.
Huh? A little dramatic, don't you think, Bob? Showing up at the last possible minute. You look horrible. Let's go.
Jamie gives him a smile.
Dad?
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I guess you're under a lot of pressure, and I know I could have been less trouble. And in your own nerdy way, you're kind of cool.
Bob?
Yeah?
I'm hating this.
Dad.
Yeah?
I get it.
What?
Sometimes if you want to succeed, you have to just do what they tell you.
Bob looks despairing.
Bob!
This is the big one, Bobcat. Base is loaded.
Got it.
You hit a grand slam on this. It's big raise, promotion, bonus, and I personally push a Laird down a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, this is Bob. Remember, charming and funny?
Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late. I just came down that mountain, and next time I'll use a road. I guess you guys didn't get the memo about extreme casual. I love your wilderness so much, I decided to wear it. Easy, Todd. It's been kind of a wild journey getting here. If you ever want to really find out about yourself, put your family in an RV and drive. I've seen some amazing stuff. I've fought wild raccoons and won. I've been in the desert to a place where it's not the end of the world, but you can see it from there. And I met this weird family. I mean, boy, they were strange. You know, whenever a big white man picks up a banjo, my cheeks tighten. In the dictionary under Hootenanny, it says, see them. And you know what's strange about them? Just honest, good people, and it's an honor to have them as friends. Harry, Larry, it's a nice company you have here. It's your baby. I bet at the birth of your baby, you were kind of scared, right? Excited, but scared. And you didn't know how it was going to turn out. And next thing you know, it's up and walking, and you're trying to raise it. And sometimes you didn't know what the hell you were doing, but you pretended like you did. And next thing you know, your baby's grown. It's bigger, older. More complicated, difficult to deal with. But here's the deal. You care about it just as much because you nurtured it and part of you is in it and you're proud of it. You love it more than ever. And right now you have to make a decision of whether you want to merge your family with the Pure Vibe family. And I guarantee your stocks are going to split, and you're going to have money you won't know what to do with, and your company's going to grow. You'll be bigger than a woman in bicycle shorts at Disneyland. And you'll be able to get all that stuff, like the ski boat, a $4,000 bike, maybe even a Barca lounger that, you know, massages your ass and blows smoke at the same time. Bottom line here, Gary, Larry, if you want to merge Alpine and Pure Vibe, I promise you, you're making the worst decision of your entire life.
Oh, this guy is a disgruntled employee. Couldn't keep up with the younger talent. Look at him. He's off his meds.
finished. His own daughter assaulted me in my home.
I did not. It was my friend, and she did it because Pure Vibe has one of the worst environmental records in the industry.
Why are these kids here?
Plus, last year, you guys outsourced for cheaper labor to other countries. Why are you
leaving? Let her go, Todd.
I'll let her go. I'll let you go. You're fired.
Carl throws Todd to the floor.
Yo, dog.
Carl.
Hero.
Todd, I quit.
The dog walks along and licks Todd's face. Bob, Jamie, Cassie, and Carl are in the rundown RV that's been retrieved from the lake. A metal boat's being dragged along behind it.
Honey, there seems to be snow on the ground.
Hey, it's left over from last winter. At 9,500 feet, it doesn't melt. It's glacial.
We don't have chains.
Don't need them. They're for the winter, not July.
Well, I see snow.
Hey, Dad, are we poor?
You know, Carl, there's a lot of ways to measure a family's wealth. I think a family's love.
I was talking about money.
We're dirt poor.
Why don't we sell the house?
Yeah, we could all live in the big rolling tour to be homeschooled.
Yeah, we'll spend every minute together, just like the Gornickies.
That just sounds fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
The police car's tailing them.
Chains, four-wheel drive.
Thanks.
Officer, good day. I know what you're going to say. Where are your chains? Well, sir, this is no ordinary RV. It's part ATV, part SUV, and certified by the DMV. It's got positive traction, dyno flow, pretty much control traction with me in control. It's got heated rims. Wish I had those. Okay. License and registration, sir.
He opens a compartment above his head and water pours out.
Oh, there it is.
A wrinkled piece of paper.
I believe that was the rental agreement. We had a little bit of a mishap at the lake. I lost my wallet. My name is Bob Monroe, and,
We got him. We're just ahead of you.
Got me? Officer, I know she may look unsafe, but she's tough. She likes to be rode hard and put away wet.
Yeah, she spent 2 days in the lake, and they had to fish her out.
It means a lot to us. We couldn't abandon it.
Yeah, it's like a big ugly pet, really.
You got him. Thanks, Sam. We owe you one.
We've been chasing you all morning, Bob.
I just took one soda.
No, we just want you to know we're going national.
Well, good luck.
With you? We want you to join us at Alpine Beverages.
You offer me a job?
Yeah.
Yes, he'll take it.
She's a tough negotiator.
You just really seem to get us, like a harmonic convergence.
Dad, you forgot something.
Baby, don't interrupt Daddy's handsome new bosses, okay?
Sure, but the RV's rolling away.
He turns round to see the RV has flattened both the cop's car and that of his new bosses.
Chicago to L.A. More than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Yeah. Go to St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City is mighty pretty.
Get hip to this time and tip. Bop-shoe-bop, bop-shoe-bop.